From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. In New Mexico, the chili pepper is king. It's the official state vegetable, and peppers are often an essential ingredient in many local dishes. Today, chilies are a $41 million industry in the state. But as Carrie Young reports from Albuquerque, growers of New Mexico's iconic crop are having a hard time keeping up with demand.
If you go out to eat in New Mexico, there's a good chance your server will ask you,
red, green, or Christmas?
That was Wade Kinsey as he took my breakfast order at the Range Cafe in Albuquerque. It basically means, do you want your food smothered in red or green chili, or both? Here in New Mexico, red and green chilies have been part of the state's culture for more than a century.
New Mexico is special.
Carol White is with the New Mexico Restaurant Association.
You can go across the border in Colorado, Arizona, and Texas, and you will not get New Mexican chili.
White isn't alone in her affinity for these chilies. She says officials here have worked hard to drum up interest in the New Mexican chili, especially outside state lines. But today, demand is starting to outpace supply. That means many restaurants are now struggling to make it through the year on their locally grown stashes. To avoid running out of chilies altogether, they're beginning to look internationally.
A huge portion of that demand is coming from Mexico.
Rick Ledbetter is the president of the New Mexico Chili Growers Association. He says the problem for state growers is labor, because the chilies are delicate and have to be hand-picked.
It's just very hard to find people in the U.S. that will do that kind of work.
Chili farmers usually pay by the bushel, but Ledbetter says in his area, the wages roughly work out to about $12 an hour. According to the latest numbers from the New Mexico Department of Agriculture, farms in the state grew about 8,300 acres of chilies in 2015. Compare that to 86,000 acres that just one state in Mexico is using to grow chilies.
Right there tells you where we're at.
Ledbetter says today his hope lies in machines that can pick these delicate vegetables, but large-scale use of those is still a ways off. In Albuquerque, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.